This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation today in the aftermath of a day in which gunmen killed 31 people in two incidents that occurred in a 13-hour period. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president says it keeps happening over and over and needs to stop.
We vow to act with urgent resolve.
In tweets this morning, he pushed for legislation providing strong background checks for gun users after reneging on similar promises in the past. Speaking later here at the White House, he gave little detail other than urging Congress to come together after what he called the barbaric slaughter in El Paso and Dayton. The president signaled he'd be against any large-scale gun control efforts, saying mental illness and hatred pulled the trigger, not the gun. Sagar Magani at the White House.
India has revoked the special status of Kashmir as it moves to fully integrate the region with the rest of the country. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
This was the chaos in India's parliament after plans were revealed to revoke the special status of Kashmir. India's interior minister could barely be heard as he announced the most far-reaching move over the disputed Himalayan region in nearly seven decades. The government of Narendra Modi says it wants to throw out the part of the constitution that allows Kashmir to make its own laws. Its aim is to fully integrate its only Muslim-majority region with the rest of the country.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Pakistan's foreign ministry has rejected the move. A general strike brought Hong Kong to a standstill Monday, keeping people from getting to work and forcing cancellation of more than 200 flights. Police used tear gas as protesters filled public parks and squares in several Hong Kong districts to draw more attention to their demands that the city's leader, Carrie Lam, resign. Lam has rejected those demands. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says negotiations have begun with three Pacific Island nations to renew a national security agreement that would help Washington counter growing Chinese influence in the region.
We know China seeks to engage and to influence this region, but I'm convinced that the people of the Marshall Islands, the people of Palau, and the people where we're sitting here today understand that having partners that are democratic, the United States, but Australia, Japan, the other Pacific democracies are the best partnerships for the people that will continue to make their lives better.
Under the terms of the deal known as the Compact of Free Association, the U.S. military has exclusive access to airspace and territorial waters in the region. In exchange, the islands receive financial assistance. China's yuan currency dropped to its lowest level in 11 years on Monday following threats from President Trump to impose new 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese products starting September 1st.